Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox. With me is Matt Dumont. Matt is one of our teachers at LSAT Demon. He's also a rising 2L at University of Maryland Law. And Matt, what are you this morning? You were working on writing on to journal. Is that right?
Yeah. So immediately following my exams, I had a single day off, and then the journal petitioning packet dropped. And writing onto journal is a pretty standard thing to do during your 1L year. And it's how you get onto the various journals that your school will have. And you're going to get like 300 pages of reading materials, and then you write your version of a case note. So it never stops.
I thought you can grade onto journal. Don't you get onto it automatically because you had good grades?
Not at my school. Some schools do that. You can get graded onto the Maryland Law Review only if you also submit a journal petition and you don't just get onto it with your journal petition. They like go, oh, okay, well, this person had great grades and maybe not as good of a journal petition, so we'll teach them how to write journal stuff better. So it's kind of like a backdoor in, but you still have to go through the process. It's very strange.
I see. Well, good luck with all that. We got an email here from listener Gabe that says, hello guys, I'm currently an economic policy consultant and about 2 years out of undergrad. I'm applying this September for fall 2022 enrollment, but I have my eye on a regional school close to me and my current job. The school offers a full-time and part-time program, and with its location and externships, I would be in a good position to work in a state regulatory agency or the state legislature, which is what I want to do. Also, a significant portion of bar passing graduates are employed in that capacity, I guess, at that school is what Gabe's talking about. Okay, so the school can get me where I want to go. Let's assume I can get a full ride for both the full-time and part-time program. If I were to keep my job and enroll as a part-time student, I imagine I would be very busy with just core classwork and my job. Do you think I would miss out on the full-time student experience? Which made me kind of laugh when I read that the first time.
Yeah.
I thought of you, Matt, immediately. I'm thinking that I wouldn't have much time to contribute to a journal, or I might miss out on other professional development activities. Also, most of the full-time services like career counseling, events, journals, and others are open to part-time students too. But I think making time for those might be more challenging than I think. Here lies my conundrum. That's basically it. That's from Gabe. So he's deciding full-time or part-time. I mean, what do you think about that?
Yeah. So to sort of like speak to the things, I will say that having just done it, it is very hard to do law school and work. It is a difficult journey, whether I think you're part-time or full-time. Part-time certainly lends itself to that, but you're still doing like four classes worth of materials and reading in the evenings. You will not have much of a life, but that's true whether you're full-time or part-time. I think that part-time, at least in my at my school, part-time students did not have a wildly different experience. They're still eligible to do journal. They're still eligible to do, you know, try out for mock trial and, you know, get their appointments in with the CDO. Is it going to be difficult? Yes, because you're working a full-time job while also going to law school, which is in itself a full-time job.
Yeah.
I think that part of this is going to be answered by the scholarships, because I'm not so sure that part-time program that you're applying to is going to offer you a full ride. And that might be determinative in itself. A lot of schools do not offer their big nest egg full-time or like full scholarships to part-time students. And so that might answer Gabe's question just there based on what financial aid he gets.
Yeah, I mean, and Gabe, you can look at the 509 reports for whatever schools you're interested in. They do break down scholarships between full-time and part-time students. Assuming that Gabe is right, that he is going to get a full ride for both the full-time and part-time program, you know, putting that aside, part-time law school, as I understand it, takes 4 years normally instead of three.
Yep.
Well, you're still doing the exact same amount of work. So you're going to do three quarters as much work every year for 4 years instead of 3 years. And so academically, I don't know that there's that much of a difference. Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, but were you in classes, not probably during your 1L, you didn't have any classes with part-time students?
I don't think so. At least certainly not my first semester, because it was all just like my section.
Your section, all, yeah.
And my section is a one day. I did have an elective my second semester that maybe some part-time students were in. We had more LLMs, I would say, people that were getting their masters that were interspersed, but I don't think I had any part-time. I will have some this coming year, of course.
Okay. Yeah. I would ask about I'd be really interested in the cohorts, you know, because I have a feeling that if you're working full-time and going to law school part-time, you're not going to have I feel like you're just going to have less time to study than you would if you were just going to law school full time.
Yeah. And I would agree with that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just stands to reason. You have three quarters as many classes, but you also have a full-time job. Whereas, you know, Matt, you're in a full-time program. And so nobody there really is working, or at least they're not supposed to be working.
They're not supposed to be.
Yeah. And so everybody has all day to study, and that's what they do, because there's this intense competition for grades and everybody's just studying all the time. Yeah. So I wonder whether, I wonder if it's actually the academic competition might be easier for part-time students because they're competing with fellow part-time students.
Yeah. And so I was going to bring up the idea that Gabe talked about like the full-time student experience.
Yeah.
And the full-time student experience is studying. It doesn't matter. Like,
right.
Yeah, you might miss out on some like bar night with some 20-year-olds, but I'm not sure that that's the full-time experience that you're looking for at law school anyway.
Well, it better not be if you're serious about a career.
Yeah. But one of the things that's kind of interesting, at least at my school, and it would be something to check out at your school, Gabe, is that the part-time students have access to some things that only part-time students have access to. For instance, like our student government, there's part-time representatives, for instance, that I, as a full-time student, am not eligible for. And so you'd be competing in a much smaller pool for some of those kind of opportunities, like running for SBA treasurer, if that's something that you're interested in doing. So I think that at least at my school, at the University of Maryland, they make certain activities only eligible for part-time students. I cannot fathom the idea that your school that you're anticipating going to would not also be doing some of those kind of things. And also competing for grades, like Nathan was saying, your GPA and class ranking is going to be in the part-time student block. And it's kind of, again, it's a separate thing. There might only be 20 people that you're competing against. And so you might be at the top of your part-time student block, which might be great.
Yeah. Or you might, it could be easier or it could be harder too. Like different schools have different profiles for their full-time programs and their part-time programs. At some schools, you'll see that like the whole GPA range, or sorry, the whole LSAT range is like, you know, 4 or 5 points lower or higher for the part-time program. So I don't know. It's going to vary a lot school by school. I guess the one thing I wanted to wrap up on with this is just this whole idea of a student experience with the quotes around it, which Matt and I are both just kind of laughing about every time it comes up. You really shouldn't be making decisions based on that. This ain't college. You're not going to the dorms. No, no, this is work. This is the beginning of a long working career and all you're going to do once you start law school is working. Yep. I just wanted to be really clear about that.
Yep. I fully agree. You're not going to dances and social mixers and that kind of stuff. You're not going to have time for it anyway. There's going to be some things that you miss out on for sure. But like, I'm a full-time student. There were tons of things I missed out on. You can't do everything. And frankly, you're not here to make friends. You're here to make colleagues, sure, and be good relationships with the people that you work with. But like, you're going to do that in the classroom. The full-time student experience is the exact same as the part-time student experience. Yeah. It's working your ass off to be at the top of your class so you graduate and get the best job you can.
Yeah. And all this other stuff like career counseling, events, journals, those are, I would imagine, a matter of what you put into them. Yep. Is what you're going to get out. And I don't know. I'm not sure if you do keep your job and go to the part-time program, I think you can still take advantage of those resources. You're always going to be going out of your way to take advantage of those resources, whether you're a full-time student studying more or you're a part-time student working a real job, yeah. You're still going to have to hustle to do all that stuff anyway.
Yep.
Cool. Yep. All right. Well, thanks, Matt. And thank you, Gabe, for writing in. Anytime you want to get an item on our agenda, just email daily@lsatdemon.com.